It's not that key day, my people. How na day? Waiting to happen, waiting to happen. Long time, you don't dare. I know you show face. Nothing happen. Oh, na no freak out. No be say anything happen. Nothing been happen. I just been want take some time rest. You know, make a think. Make a see how I go fit, like polish my knowledge best. Waiting. I could take just so that when I show face again, the knowledge where I go drop go there authentic. You know, I know what I mean. Yeah, you know, how not been there, how life the children are. Hope say you're fine. I hope you're healthy. I hope your God has been protecting you. I hope your loved ones are good. Everybody is fine. Your business is moving the way where you supposed to move. The way where you want make your business move. I hope say everything where you wish, where you been wish, everything where you been wish yourself at the beginning of this year, I hope say all them things done they manifest, them don't manifest as you been the plan. I'm Dakide, and you're still the listen to Dakide podcast on Church of Wisdom. Now there we still day inside the church where wisdom they originate, you know, they generate wisdom from. Yana. The thing I get to talk about today be say, and I know say today being say I just show face after a while. No be say I go begin yap people. Today I won't try say I go fit drop knowledge, you know. Small knowledge, you know, say them say knowledge reigns supreme. I've been a liar talk. See, make I tell you now something, information where people they transfer put inside other people head. Sometimes, so those other people where those information they enter their head. They know they take time, relax, think, decode the information, break the information down. Examine the information, see waiting this, you know, the secret where them information, where the information holds. Sometimes people know they get that time, that patience to sit on, crack information, look at them, use another eye, another level, look at them to try figure out how far, if that information is subliminary information, I mean a propaganda, I mean a just genuine information, where how information supposed be. You know. And I know say so many things don't, you know, so many things don't happen for this world. We will be say, if you know really, if you're not blessed, if your God no bless you to wise up, see what in the happen. And then if you decide to change the ways, you know, the usual ways, the normal, accept, you know, the accepted ways. If you want change them, go your way, do your thing, your way. It all will be left for on you. You know, it will all be your own decision, your own choice to make. And if you also want, like, say, okay, fuck it. The world has always been like this. This is how the world is run. This is how the world works. Then you decide to play along. It's also your choice. You have the right. Remember in some episode like that, I talk, say, you have the right to be an idiot. You have the right to be an asshole. You know? So, get as them don't program this world, so they... If you not ask questions, sit down, like break down things, cut things down, begin look at them differently, you not could really understand what thing they happen. For instance, this one just enter my head now. For instance, why people they go school? First, you could spend 6 years for preschool, I be for primary school. When you come out there, you spend another, I think, 3 years, then another 3 years, and then you go to higher institution, tertiary institution, spend another 4 years. Why? Because if you really look at them, when were people, at what age, between what age
in what age where people they really learn things. Before a child is 12, if that child never sabi how to read and write, then something serious is going on. If Pekin don't reach 12 years old, 12 years, he never sabi how to read and how to write, then something seriously. Either that child has a medical emergency, if either that child get wahala, we be say them so you know. So what I mean is, before Pekin reach 12 years old, that Pekin supposed know how to read and write. So everything, the way where me I see amo, everything where Pekin people supposed learn, they supposed learn them for school, primary school, secondary school. At least they supposed learn them the first 6 years primary school, and then the first 3 years at the secondary school. In the secondary school, you learn everything. And nobody say, my own belief, nobody say you supposed go school 5 days of the week and sit on inside classroom to learn what exactly. Waiting you want come on. See, the wall is the wall works mechanically. Make a token like that. If the wall works mechanically, then why the fuck do you have to go to school to learn Pythagoras theory? Why do you have to spend 5 days of the week inside a room to learn about Socrates, you know, to learn about all those fake history, to learn about all those fake people? Why must you spend days inside a room to learn about those fake people? That thing just enter my head. I say, make I drop up. Because if you want learn things, the world works. See, we build cars, build iPhones, build houses, construct roads. Believe me, them can say there is mathematics in building things. There is, yes, there is mathematics, but how many times where you don't apply that mathematics anytime you want build things, anytime you want repair? How many times if you're working on a machine, if you have a machine where you they operate at work, how many times where you don't apply the things where they've been teach you when you've been go train for that machine? How many times where you don't apply that knowledge, do that work? I can bet you never did. The only thing where you suppose go learn about that machine, now how to turn that machine on, turn that machine off. If that machine they use some kind of tool, you could learn how to change the tools, you could learn how to measure the tools, you could learn the safety, this thing, the safety guidelines where it comes with the machine. Any other thing, anything where you could use that machine produce, you will figure it out yourself on your own. Any dimension, any diameter, any dimension, any radius, any shaft, anything you want do, when it comes to interpreting technical drawing, you will apply your common sense. You not go apply anything where them don't teach you for how many years at a school. If I lie, anybody where feels they are lie, come comment, challenge me, tell me say I lie at the top. The only thing where you could apply while working could be the safety guidelines where they've been teach you the time where you go training on how to operate that machine. And then you could learn how to change tools, to replace tools, to clean the machine, to turn it on, to turn it off, the safety measures where they on that or in that machine. Everything where every other necessary, the most important things will be how to avoid accident when operating that machine. When it comes to interpreting, using that machine to interpret technical drawing or using that machine to do the work, you go use your common sense to them. So why the fuck did you spend 4 years, 6 years at a training at a quote-unquote institution to learn how to operate that machine? See, people, we see you are anyway. So make I no begin say things. Make it no be say at the yan things. We are gonna sound like a conspiracy theory. You know. people, they always talk, say, if you tell somebody, say, it's a scary situation to sit inside an airplane, that sitting in an airplane is like sitting in a metal coffin, a flying coffin. People go say, yeah, but the driving is also dangerous. The driving is also dangerous. No, these are two different things. Driving and flying are two separate. They are not the same. Not on any level. Not even close. Flying. You are flying in the sky. You are flying in the sky. Gravity and all its anger, they upon you. They upon that airplane. Gravity, the force of gravity is trying her base. The force of gravity, they try her base to bring that plane down. This is a fact. See, make her no begin the talk like say, when you they fly, you they on top, inside plane, in the sky. Make you understand, say, the force of gravity, unless gravitational force, no day, na lie. But if you they walk upright on this planet, and if you jump, you fall again, you jump, you land again, it means there is a force. It means that there is a force that is trying to hold everything down on the surface of this planet. It means there is a force, an invisible force, holding things down. Or always, you know, holding things down, bringing things down. I don't know how to talk up, but now understand what I mean. It means there is an invisible force holding things on the surface of this planet. So anytime you're sitting in an airplane, make you understand, say, you're at the mercy of gravity. That gravitational force is fighting to bring that plane down. It is different from you sitting in a vehicle. When you're sitting in a vehicle, driving on a vehicle, that vehicle is firmly on the surface of the planet. Make I repeat that. That vehicle is firmly moving on the surface of the planet. Meaning, say, gravitational force no get anything on that vehicle because that vehicle is already where it is supposed to be. I don't know whether that way at all makes sense. Now, if the driver of that vehicle tries to commit suicide and then kills everybody along with him or with her, you fit struggle with the driver. You could struggle the steering with the driver. Highest thing where it happen be say the vehicle could lose control. You could hit a tree. But the vehicle will come to a stop and some people will survive. Why? Because that vehicle is already on the surface of the goddamn planet. I don't know whether I understand what I mean. But an airplane, the people where they talk say, yeah, it's the same thing to fly and to drive. It's the same thing. They both carries the same risks. On an airplane, if the driver wants to kill him or herself, he or she is taking everybody along with him or herself. Now, even if you try, some passengers try to fight to know. If that plane they go down, pardon me, say I say train. If that plane is going down, that plane is going down. And the gravity could they happy, could they rub in tongue like who die, where don't see fish, where one chop. You know, as the plane is going down, gravity they add in own power to they push them down the more. So they no be the same thing. Make people they stop with all that mind brainwashed fucked up shit where them they tell just to make themselves feel happy. You get things where be say you could break them down. You see, when you see some things, you could just see. I have made a mistake once which I will never repeat. I will never sit. I sat inside an airplane. All of us, all my family, including me, inside an airplane. And you see, when we traveled and came back, was when I realized the mistake I made. I was like, wow. Did you just realize the mistake you've just made? Say you put all everybody inside this metal coffin and fly in the sky. No, I'm not. I will never do that again. If we are going somewhere now, if we travel anywhere where we could need to take flight, which the only place where I could travel could be if I'm going outside of Europe. Now, the only time where I could take flight, I could fly inside airplane. If I am flying intercontinental, meaning say I'm leaving the continent of Europe. But if I'm going anywhere in Europe, and I mean anywhere, I'm sitting in my car and driving to that destination. And if you no one drive, if my wife no one follow me, she has the right. She has every right. She has every freedom to fly. I know they stop anybody. The mistake was I put everybody, sat inside the plane and flew 9 hours. To and fro. 9 plus 9. You know, 18. So information, they very, very important. And the information, they decode and make you, they look and well. I'm Takite, I'll see you in the next episode.